One of y'all in the house of God. There's no place I'd rather be than to be in his house.
That's right.
There's so many people in different places tonight, but I'm glad I'm here.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm here. If y'all got your Bible, turn with me, if you will, to Ezekiel, chapter 37, is where I'm going to. And stand when you find your places. And I'm probably going to read, probably down to 14. And it reads like this. It says, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And he answered again, and said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thrust in the Lord God into these bones. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will lay sinew upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and I prophesied there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinew and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy to the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thrust said the Lord God, come from the four winds and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesy, and he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, a exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. We are cut off from our parts. Therefore prophesy I said to them, thus said the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. And you shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. That's as far as I want to go right there. But I want to take my message from verse 10. So I prophesy as he commanded me, and the breath came into them. I want to preach a little bit that the Lord will be my helper. Revival in the graveyard. You know, that's what we need today along the house of God and the churches around our land. We need a revival. You know, right here is speaking of the valley of dry bones. You know, it was very dry. They didn't have no life in them. But I'm telling you, the Lord thy God, he called for the four winds. And I tell you, he breathed the breath of life in them. And they did live. I'm telling you, that's the same way he done, Brother Adam. He breathed. He breathed the breath of life in them. And he became a living soul. I'm telling you, that's what the Holy Ghost of God wants to do. He wants to breathe the breath of life in you. I'm telling you, can these dry bones live? Lord, thy God, you know it tonight. You know where they can live. Just bear with me tonight. I'm telling you, the Lord, He gave me this the other night. It come right straight to my mind. No sooner I woke up out of sleep. He said, Ezekiel 37. I'm telling you, it's a valley of dry bones. In a lot of places you go to tonight, it seems dry. It seems like there's no life there. But I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost from God, he wants to breathe upon you tonight.
All right, praise God.
He wants to breathe upon you.
I'm telling you, we can live. You know what it says in the 2 Chronicles, the one place? It said, my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then shall we hear from heaven, and he'll forgive our sin and heal our land. But I'm telling you, something we got to do. You know, it says in the book of Psalms 85. I want to turn over there to Psalms 85 tonight. Just turn with me. Psalms 85. Psalms 85. I just got to go there. And I'll wait on out and preach a little while. Psalms 85. It reads like this. It says, Lord, thou hast been favor unto the land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou covers all their sin, Shalom. He says, thou hast taken away thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thy anger. Turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause thy anger toward us to cease. Will thou be angry with us forever? Will thou throw out thy anger to all generations? Will thou not revive us again, that our people may rejoice in thee? We need a revival tonight, church. We need a shaking together. That's what we need. We need a fresh wind of God. We need something to saturate our hearts, saturate our mind, and saturate our soul tonight.
Praise the Lord.
We need a wind of the Holy Ghost. You know, it says in Acts chapter 2, it says when the day of Pentecost was fully come, it was all in one mind, in one accord, in one place. When 120 was in the upper room, and it says a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind, it come in and filled the house. And it was cloaked tongues as a fire set up on each other. That's what we need. We need a fire of God. That's what we need here. It takes the fire of God to make the church live, to make it spiritual. It takes a power of God. It takes Him to breathe in and working in our midst. That's what it takes. It takes somebody being sensitive through the Spirit, through the way the Spirit's moving. It takes somebody sensitive. That's what He wants. Somebody that obey Him. And that's when something can take place in here. You know, these dry bones, they can live tonight. They can live. You know, so many places you go tonight, you got places where people seem like they're cold. Then places, they're not moving. But I thank God tonight, we got something we can touch every once in a while. We can touch the throne of grace. We can touch Him. And He desires to do a work. And we'll live holy. And we'll live righteous before Him. He'll do the work.
Right. Praise the Lord.
You know, that's what we need tonight. We need a revival. We need a God-sent revival. There's so many times you go place to place tonight. You go to places, Brother Donnie, all they after is a shout. They just want to shout. I'm telling you to get in emotionalism tonight. But I want a genuine fire of God burning in my soul. That's what I want tonight.
Praise God.
You know, a lot of places you go to tonight, that's all they want to do. They want to base their walk with God on a shout. But I'm telling you tonight, a shout will run out. If you'll live the shout will come. I'm telling you, I want to be one that's genuine. I want to be genuine tonight. The Bible says, know the ones that labor among you tonight. Know them tonight. That's what it says. I'm telling you, these dry bones can live tonight. You know, I'm thinking of a place when Peter, he went upon a housetop, you know, to pray. You know, them the sheep was let down from heaven. And all manner of four-footed beasts on it. The Lord spoke to him. He said, Peter, kill and die. He said, not so, Lord. He's not clean. I'm clean in my mouth at any time. And he said, what I have cleansed now, Peter,
called out that I'm coming. And I tell you, right at that time, some men come to him. And I tell you, them men, they went to Cornelius' house. And old Cornelius, he's been praying, and he's been fasting, and he's seen a man named Peter coming to him. And when he got over there, he began to preach the word and speak the word, and the Holy Ghost fell. The Holy Ghost from God, the fire of God. I tell you, that's what he wants to do. He wants to light you up tonight. He wants to set you on fire. My God is a consuming fire. He's a consuming fire. You know, he was a boy that was in a bush, a burning bush, but yet it wasn't consumed. He's just consuming fire tonight. That's what I desire tonight. I desire to see things happen. And I know we can see them happen if we live holy and we live righteous before God. You know, we can see the Shekinah glory when it comes and fills the house. We can still do it tonight. We can still see it. You know, I hear Brother Horace, he preaches about them going around a pot belly stove and they caught him out of that stove and they can walk around that stove and not be burned. I'm telling you, we can still do it tonight. We still got the same Holy Ghost. He don't change. People change. People get in comfort zones. They get up out of move me if you can. Move me if you can. That's the way to get. But I want to be one that will move. I want to be like Samuel. I want to be saying, speak, Lord, for thy servant here be. When he tells me to do something, I want to obey. You know, obey is better than sacrifice tonight. You know, I can sacrifice much food, much drink, much water. I can sacrifice, but if I ain't willing to obey, what profit is it gonna do me? I'm telling you tonight, when I get down to business with God, he'll get down to business with you. And I'm telling you tonight, you can live. You can live. You're looking at one, Brother Billy. Back in 2001, I was a walking dead man. I didn't have the Spirit of God in me. I was dead. I wasn't living spiritual. I'm telling you, one day, he called me forth. He saved my soul. And he breathed upon me the Spirit of God. He baptized me in his Spirit. And I'm a living soul tonight. I'm living in his Spirit. If you're here tonight, if you ain't saved, you are no more than I was. You're a walking dead man. And he needs to breathe a breath of life in you. He needs to breathe the Holy Ghost in you.
Bless him, Lord. Praise God.
He desires to give us a revival. You know, I've been talking about that and preaching about it a long time. But I want to see a Holy Ghost sent revival. I want to see people get up and dance in the Spirit. I want to see the older women in the house. They got their hair up in them balls. They're shaking now under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And you can see bobby pins around the altar. Then you know something's getting right. Then you know somebody's living right, talking right, and spending right tonight.
Praise the Lord.
That's what it takes. You know, I want to see revival. But we got to condition ourselves for it. You know, if we got anything in our life, we got to do away with it. We got to repent of our shortcomings for the Lord to bless us. You know, it puts me in a mind of Achan. You know, Achan wanted to tuck in the cursed things. You know, it had folly in the camp of Israel. You know, it had to be done away with. He couldn't even stand before a little city of Ai until he took away the cursed things from among them. I'm telling you tonight, we got to put away sin, church. We got to put away all sin. We got to lay aside the weights and every sin that so easily besets us. We got to lay it aside. Then the Lord will hear us. He'll hear us when we cry to him. He'll hear us when we pray to him. He will let us stand before him.
Praise the Lord.
You know, he desires to breathe the fire of God in. He desires to do it. You know, no more than it was when a man of God, Elijah, he was on Mount Carmel. You know, there when he took and he built the altar back of the Lord, he dug a trench around about it and he filled it with water. And the prophets of Baal, you know, he said, I want to answer by fire tonight. Let him be God. I'm telling you, Baal's prophets, he got over there and he started to pray to Baal. And oh, Elijah, he said, maybe he's sleeping. Eventually, he don't hear you. And he began to cut their sails. He even bade a dust out. I can't even see no results. But oh, Elijah, he said, fill the troughs with water. I'm telling you, the fire of God, when he prayed, it fell. It licked up the water. It burnt the sacrifice. That's what he wants to do tonight. He wants to burn you with the fire of God.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
He wants to burn you with the fire of the Holy Ghost. He wants to give you a Holy Ghost fire. He wants to make you a witness. He wants to make you a witness tonight. That's what he does to his people. He gives them life. He breathes in them the breath of life. Where he can be that true witness. That's what he told the disciples in one place. He said, you tarry here in the city of Jerusalem, though you be endued from power from on high. I'm telling you, that's what made them effective. That's what made the preaching of the word of God effective. It's the Holy Ghost.
That's right. Praise God.
The Holy Ghost of God. You know, I remember when I first called to preach. I know that I was called. I would go to my pastor at that time. I said, I know I'm called to preach. I know I was called to preach the word. But he said, son, he said, you got to wait. You got to carry. I've made a man preach if he ain't got the preacher. How can he take and testify if he ain't got the Holy Ghost of God burning in him? But I'm telling you, it was 2016. He baptized this old boy with the Holy Ghost and with the fire.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I've been living life different ever since.
Right.
When you get a hold of this thing, it'll start to shake you. It'll start to shake you.
Right.
I'm telling you tonight, that ain't no more than the way it is. When it's time for revival and the conditions are right, you just hear things start to shake together. You feel something start to breathe in here. You still start feeling the Spirit of God starting to work.
Right.
And it ain't only that. You know, after we've been baptized with the Holy Ghost, there's still 9 other gifts that a believer can have. You know, we need to be seeking after them gifts. They need to be operating in the church. They need to be operating tonight.
Right.
You know, there's so many churches the gifts don't operate in.
Right.
You know, we need the gifts. They need to be operating.
Right, right. Amen.
You know, the gift of wisdom, there's a gift of knowledge. The Bible says there's a gift of healing hands. Yeah. Check on it. There's a gift of tongues, interpretations of tongues. I'm telling you, these gifts, and we need to be seeking them, and they need to be operating. There's a gift of faith tonight. We need to have these gift presence with us tonight. You know, when you baptize in the Holy Ghost tonight, you know, when you pray in an unknown tongue, it builds yourself up. It builds you. But when you pray in an unknown tongue, where an interpretation will follow us, it builds up the believer. It builds up the house of God. It identifies the house of God. It builds them up tonight. That's what we need. That's what we need tonight. We need that revival. We need the Spirit of God in our midst. You know, I can see Brother Sailors, when he come around here, preaching under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Seeing his eyes shoot out one side. I'm telling you, a man was preaching his heart out. That's what we need. We need to preach the word of God.
Right.
We need to hear it. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Right. Yeah. Praise God.
That's how you get faith. If you don't hear it, you know you ain't gonna get faith.
Right.
And how can you come out of sin if you don't come to church and hear the gospel?
Right.
You got to have the gospel. There's so many people I talk to, some of my own home family, my own family, my own lovers. He said, I can live right staying at home. I tell you, that's a lie. It's right straight from the devil. You got to be assembled together. Not the forsaking of assembling yourself together. Much more as you see these days approaching. We're in the last days. Right. We need to be assembled.
Right.
He desires to do a work. He desires to do a work.
Yes.
You know, I want to see revivals like Brother Harsh has seen. You know, I think we can see things if we be all in faith.
Right.
You know, I know there's not going to be a worldwide revival no more, but it's going to be a remnant that he pours his spirit out on. There's going to be a few over here, a few over there, a few down the road, but he's still got a remnant.
Right.
We can still see it. We can still see a revival. You know, so many times, you know, when we get ready to go into a revival, we ain't praying like we need to. We ain't seeking God like we need to. And we ain't fasting like we need to. And a man of God don't bring it in a suitcase. I'm telling you, it's prayed down from the corridors of heaven. You know, I heard about the church before I even came here. You know, back years ago, right here at this church, I heard there was somebody in this church fasting each and every day of the week. Where is it at now? Where is it at? One can fast here for a service. One can fast over here for a service. And even every one of us, a fast one day a week. And 30 of us. There's somebody fasting every day for the church. And that's when you're going to see sinners come in. You're going to see people get set free. You're going to see people get loose from sin.
Right.
Lord, help me, Jesus.
Right.
Help me. Help me help somebody.
Right.
Help me to help somebody on the way. Help me, Lord, to help somebody that's struggling. If I had to push back, if I had to fast a little bit more, it don't have to be someone in my household. It can be with somebody else. If I can just see a soul saved,
right,
it'll be worth it.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
It'll be worth it, church. You know, he desires to breathe upon you.
Right.
He desires to give you that you stand in need of.
Right.
I'm telling you where revival comes from tonight. It comes from the closet. If you ain't willing to pray, if you ain't willing to seek his face, all we're going to have is a series of services. But if we'll seek his face, and if I can't really humble ourselves and get in sackcloth and ashes, fast a little bit, I believe we can see stuff happen.
That's right.
I believe we can see a few children come in. I believe you can see your grandchildren come in. I believe you can see your children turn their lives over to the Lord.
Yeah, right.
But it's going to take something on our behalf.
Right. Yeah, right.
It's going to take something on our behalf.
Right.
You know, we can take and see the slain come in. And we can see God breathe a breath of life on them. No more than did you when you first got baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Right.
You know, he breathed upon you the breath of life. That's what we need now. We need a refreshing. We need a refilling tonight.
Right. Lord.
You know, we can't live on yesterday's experiences. We got to have one afresh every day.
Right.
You know, hold on, I got some more up here. I just forget all about what I got wrote down.
That's some more.
Just bear with me. He said, it's not this 12 and 10. He said, I will pour upon the house of David and the house of the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace. You know, that's what he desires to do for us, Bert. He desires to pour down the Spirit of grace for everyone that will, for everyone to come into them double doors. He desires to pour down that Spirit of grace. I tell you, He desires to save. He desires to sanctify holy. He desires to baptize in the sweet Holy Ghost. You know, you don't have to leave the house of God like you come. You know, we got choices today. You know, He says, choose today who you're going to serve. Are you going to serve God? Are you going to serve mammon? Who are you going to serve tonight?
Right.
Are you going to serve the Lord? Are you going to serve a taskmaster tonight?
Right. Bless the Lord.
Tell you, these dry bones can live tonight. There can be a great shaking together tonight. I tell you, He desires to do it. He loves you with a love unconditional. He loves you with an unconditional love tonight. And He desires to help you. He desires to be there for you. He's the one that has stayed closer to the brother tonight. Who am I preaching to? It's been different tonight. But I know the Lord spoke this to me. He spoke it to me no sooner than I woke up. He said, Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel 37. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, Ezekiel 37 is for somebody. He desires to do a work. I don't know where He wants to pull one out of a pit of hell tonight and take and set him upon a rock tonight. I don't know what He wanted to do tonight, but I know what He spoke. He spoke Ezekiel 37, and that's a revival in the graveyard. He can revive you tonight. He can take and make you a brand new creature in Christ Jesus tonight. All things be passed away. Behold, all things will be new tonight. You can be a new man tonight. You can be a new woman tonight. If you just cry out to Him, if you just call on Him tonight, He said, come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly at heart, and you shall find rest into your soul.
Praise the Lord.
You shall find rest. You know, a taskmaster, He wants to buy you up for you to barely tote the load. You'll be crawling to tote the load. All the load of the world, Brother Josh. He wants to put on your shoulder. And I tell you, a man will lift it with one of his fingers. He might give you a little bit more burden. But I'm telling you what the Lord God wants to do. He wants to make it light tonight. He wants to take that burden tonight. He wants to take that heaviness tonight. And He wants to give you life tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Who am I speaking to?
God.
Who am I speaking to? I know what the Lord He knew. Before He gave me this message tonight, I was on a fast. And I've been fasting for 2 days. And He gave me this. And I know it's for somebody.
Right.
I know it's for somebody tonight. I don't know who it's for, but He wants to revive you. I don't care if it's one. He wants to revive you. He wants to give you that love, that joy, and that peace that you're seeking for. He wants to give you a peace that passes all understanding tonight. He wants to give it to you.
Praise the Lord.
Who am I preaching to? Who am I preaching to?
Praise God.
I know it's been a little bit different tonight. I know it's been different. But I tell you, you got to get on His time. You got to get on His schedule.
Right.
You got to weigh it out and do what He had you to do.
Right.
And if I could just say something that'll make a difference in somebody's life, you may be at the crossroad. You might be at the valley of decisions tonight. I'm telling you, you can live these refreshings. I'm telling you, He desires to put you up on high places. He says in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not.
Right, right, right.
Thank you, Lord.
Call on Him tonight.
Praise the Lord.
These deep depths of God that we can have.
Right.
You can have as much of God as you want tonight.
Right.
You can have a little bit or you can have a whole lot.
Right.
It all comes by prayer. I preached a message in here one night
is push. Pray until something happens. That's what you need to do. If you need a baptism of the Holy Ghost tonight, you need to pray until something happens. If you need salvation tonight, you need to call on Him. He's here to save souls. If you need to be sanctified, He can do it tonight.
He still does the work. He still wants to revive. He still wants to let you feel goosebumps.